In the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer.
Amen.
Well, it is that time of year, not so much on the liturgical side, but on the vocational side, where most clergy go for their vacation time. Not that I'm counting or anything, but it's coming close, and I do appreciate hearing the folks say that, you know, but you're looking forward to vacation, and how much longer to vacation, and how long will you be gone anyway? Yes, I'm looking forward to vacation. I think that there is something to be said, and we're going to explore that a little bit today in the readings. There is much to be said about rest and getting a break and a change of pace and stepping back from the kind of sense that we always have to be doing something and embracing the very real possibility that we can sit around and do nothing. And even in that, something is happening. I found this quote. I'm not as familiar with Tolkien as I should be, but this quote about vacations is from The Fellowship of the Ring. Bilbo Baggins says this at some point. Sort of stretched, like butter scraped over too much bread. I need a holiday, a very long holiday. How often have you felt like butter scraped over, you know, too much bread? So it is good that the first readings, Jeremiah and Mark in particular, are really about rest off and a secure place to be off. Shepherds in antiquity, actually, in some parts of the shepherding world, that is still the practice. I mean, when you are with the sheep, it's 24/7, literally. And so to get time off was a great, great benefit to shepherds. Being with them that much was certainly not only for their safety, but in the safety in the safe places that the shepherds could lead them. Because once they were secure, particularly at night, they could rest. No worries from enemies. The 23rd Psalm is full of references to rest. The Lord revives my soul. I can lie down beside still waters with no fear and be comforted. A table of peace is prepared for me. Spiritual wants filled to the brim, and a safe place with God forever. In the Gospel this morning from Mark, we hear that Jesus and the disciples have not only been busy, but they have been way too successful. Be careful what you pray for. I mean, didn't you feel a little sense of exhaustion as the Gospel was being read? They went here, and the crowds followed them. They went there, and the crowds followed them. They got some other place and said they recognized them. I don't think they were traveling incognito, but that didn't matter. The people knew who they were. So many people in need, not even enough time, not even to eat. And there's a lot that's happened in the context of the story that we hear this morning. Jesus has sent out the 12, two by two, to all the villages and towns to heal, to preach, to proclaim. It works. They cast out many demons, heal many who are sick, and their fame starts to spread. It works so well that large crowds are following them everywhere they go. The disciples are showing signs of strain. And Jesus must obviously see that, because when he gathers them again, he says right off the bat, we need to go to a place to rest. Jesus, the good leader, Jesus, who many, many times sought rest and solitude for himself. Jesus gathers them, senses they need a break, and so they try to make their escape by boat. Maybe they should have gone at night, because the Sea of Galilee, the crowds figured out and are waiting for them when they arrive. There's a little parallel to this that you might not have thought of, but it happens a lot around St. Michael's. As probably most of you know, we are a one-car household. So often, if Becky has errands to do or otherwise is engaged, or maybe even some days, I walk from Allard Avenue down here to the church, slip in the door with the lights turned off to get some work done, and all of a sudden there's a and I open the door, and where it is says very innocently, "Oh, you're here and your car is not. I didn't think you were here." Sometimes I say, like, well, Clinton, well, I am not here. I am not here. This is a holographic image of this. I am not here. I appreciate the fact that people notice those things. And as you know, we have pretty much, as you can see from the signs on the doors in the hallway, we have an open door policy here. And so when I'm here, it's delightful to be recognized and to see people. But I get to chuckle often. Car, lot, equals Father Michael. You know? So there is a connection, which is very wonderful here. All through the Gospels, particularly Mark, is this kind of tension. So much need, so little time, only one Jesus, and at least at first, only 12 disciples. There is that tension back and forth. Busyness, healing, rest. Busyness, healing, rest. Getting away, getting back to things. In contemporary terms, we would call this the struggle for work-life balance. But in terms of the church, I think we refer to it better as compassion-caring balance. Because we feel, rightly so as Christians, that there is so much need in the world, we can become overwhelmed trying to figure out what, if anything, can we do. And we become fatigued by so much compassion. That's why in the healing stories, Jesus uses them very frequently as teaching moments. Sharing faith, raising faith, giving others the authority he has so that they can do great things as well. It's working. The disciples are healing in his name. We can heal as well in his name. Because through the inspiration and witness of Jesus, we too can share in his ministry. Never does Jesus refuse to heal because he's tired. Never does he refuse to heal because he's tired. But Jesus does take time off from teaching and preaching so he can rest. It's the difference between giving up out of futility and frustration, and I believe Jesus had those feelings more than once, of futility and frustration. I think he felt that. But he took time to step back, to refocus, reclaim direction, to be refreshed, and to start again with God's word. Compassion fatigue, the feeling that there is too much need in the world, and not enough time and energy to fix it all. I have that feeling about once or twice a week. I'm sure you may feel that way as well. The solution, which Jesus sets forth today, is to choose how we can help, to choose what we can do within our resources, hopefully something local or visible or with a result that you can see or realize, something that warms your heart and gives you gratitude to God, or something that helps others. We're about that all the time at St. Michael. How best can we use our outreach dollars? How best can we use the resources of this building as a tool of outreach? What can we do about those problems around us? How can we love and serve our neighbors as ourselves? So take time off. I'll be gone in August. When I return, you don't have to tell me How many Sundays you miss to church? You can take the month off, and if you come back in September, we'll all be just as happy for it. I hope you do have time off and rest. I am very grateful as a clergy person to get a month off. That's not afforded to everyone in our society. I'm eternally grateful for that. I'm looking forward to it. I'll tell you that. I'm looking forward to starting again and being back with new energy in the fall. I hope you rest as well, and always know that the Lord, who is our shepherd, is preparing restful, peaceful, and comforting places for all of us. In the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer.